Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off Maseches Shkalim with Perek Ches Mishnah Ches, and then we're going to start Maseches Yuma with Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. The following Mishnah and Perek Ches Mishnah Ches is going to describe where the various parts of valid karbanos are going to be placed until they are ready to be taken up on top of the Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, Evrei HaTamid, the limbs of the daily karban tamid, which is a karban ola, which is brought once in the morning and once in the afternoon. Nitanen mechatze kevesh ulamata b'ma'arav. They are placed temporarily on the lower half of the ramp leading up to the mizbeach on the western side of the ramp until it is time to take them up to the top of the mizbeach and throw them onto the fire. V'shal musafin nitanen mechatze kevesh. The limbs of the carbon musaf of which is brought on Shabbos and Yantiv, which are also carbon olas, those were placed on the lower half of the ramp on its eastern side. Vishel Rosh Chodeshim, and the limbs of the carbon musaf that were brought on Rosh Chodesh, Nitanin al Karkov Hamizbeach Milamala. They were placed on the ramp above the ledge of the Mizbeach. And if you look, a lot of the Mishnayos have pictures. You should be able to see exactly what we're referring to in those pictures as well. The Mishnah is now going to conclude with a discussion of whether the mitzvah of Shkalim and various other mitzvahs must be observed when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing. Says the Mishnah, HaShkalim v'abikurim ein noag in ela b'fnei abayis. The mitzvah of donating Shkalim to the Lishkas HaGozes, to the temple of fund, the fund of the Beis HaMikdash, as well as the mitzvah of the first fruits of the Bikurim, which are the first ripening fruits of the Shivas HaMinim, for which the Torah praises the land of Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah commands that the owner of the crop separate them as Bikurim and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, where they are placed next to the Mizbeach and given to the Kohanim. But says the Mishnah, when it comes to Bikurim and Shkalim, that only applies when the Beis HaMikdash is actually standing. The Shkalim were used to purchase the various Karbanos, and when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, no Karbanos are brought. Bikurim also must be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, so when there is no Beis HaMikdash, there is no obligation to separate Bikurim. Aval Meiser Dagon, however, when it comes to the Meiser of grain. This is referring to the Meiser that is taken from all the different types of produce, of fruits, and so on. The Mishnah calls it Meiser of grain in order to distinguish between it and Meiser Behemo, when you separate animals. Continues the Mishnah, Meiser Behemo, separating animals, like we just described. The Torah commands us that one should set aside a tenth of the cattle, sheep, and goats born to the herds and flocks each year. The designated animals must be brought as karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, and their meat is eaten by the owner and his guests in Yerushalayim. V'habechoros, and the laws of the Bechor. Bechor is the firstborn male of cattle, sheep, and goats. It is automatically given a level of Kedusha when they are born, and they must be given to a Kohen who brings it as a karban and eats its meat. If the Bechor develops a mum, some sort of a blemish that makes it pusul from being offered in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen may then shecht it and eat it anywhere. Continuing in the Mishnah, Noagin Bain Bifnei Abayis, Bain Shelo Bifnei Abayis, that all of these things, they apply when there is a Beis HaMikdash, as well as when there is no longer a Beis HaMikdash. Meiser must still be separated from produce and from animals. Since the Bechor and Meiser animals can no longer be offered on the Mizbeach, their owners must wait for them to develop a mum, after which they may be shechted and eaten, and the Bechor must still be given to a Kohen. Now, having taught that one doesn't need to designate Shkalim or Bikurim when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, the Mishnah is going to discuss the question of someone who went ahead and did so anyway. Hamakdish Shkalim or Bikurim, if someone designates and makes holy coins as Shkalim or fruit as Bikurim at a time when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, Harei Zakodesh, says the Mishnah, the designated item is still considered to be holy, that although there is no obligation to give Shkalim nowadays, the Kedusha assigned to them is still in effect. Therefore, if one takes a coin and says, this is my shekel, it becomes holy. The same is true of fruits that one designated for Bikurim. The fruit must then be left to rot, and the coins must be hidden away where they will not be found and they will not be used. Another opinion here as we finish off the Masechta. Rabbi Shimon says, Ha'omer Bikurim Kodesh. That if one says, these Bikurim are holy, and he's designated some fruit as Bikurim, Einon Kodesh, says Rabbi Shimon, they do not become holy at all. That is, the Bar Tinur explains that Rabbi Shimon holds that since the Torah explicitly links Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, not only is there no obligation to separate Bikurim when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, but even if one attempted to do so, his words are meaningless and the fruits do not become holy. They do not become Bikurim. Hajar Alach, Meseches Shkalim, as we just finished off Meseches Shkalim, and now we're going to begin Meseches Yoma. Now, Meseches Yoma is going to discuss and describe the various avodos, the various services that were performed on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah here in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, is going to describe preparations that were made before Yom Kippur, so that the Kohen Gadol would perform the avoda on Yom Kippur itself. Says the Mishnah, Shivas Yamim Kodim Yom Kippurim, for the 7 days before Yom Kippur, beginning on the 3rd of Tishrei, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mi Beso. We separate the Kohen Gadol, going to be performing the avoda, the service, on Yom Kippur, and we separate him from his home and from his wife. Now the Kohen Gadol is the person who's the main star of Yom Kippur. He's the main person going lifnai v'lifnim, going to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, going into the holiest place in the world, the only time in the year when, as we're going to learn later on in the Masechta, when the Kohen Gadol is allowed to enter into that area. And the Torah states that Aaron and his sons were to stay in the Mizbeach, in the Mishkan rather, throughout the 7 days before they began serving as Kohanim. The Torah further states, as it continues describing in Sefer Vayikra, that this should be done for all future kaparos as well, from Yom Kippur, and from that Yom Kippur, and from Yom Kippur going forward into future generations as well. Now from this, the Chachamim learn that the Kohen Gadol should be separated from his home for 7 days before serving in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. He was separated from his wife as well, so as to minimize the chance that he might become Tameh by coming into contact with his wife. So says the Mishnah again, for the 7 days before Yom Kippur, we must separate the Kohen Gadol from his home and from his wife. Lelishkas Palhedra, and they'd bring him to live in a special room of the royal officials, which overlooked the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Umaskinin lo Kohen Achar Tachtov. In addition, we prepare another Kohen for him as his substitute. Shema Ye'ara Bo Psol. In case he would become Pasol from serving in the Beis HaMikdash, should happen to the Kohen Gadol, then he would have a replacement to take care of him and to replace him in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mishnah is going to record a machlokas regarding whether another additional precaution that was taken so that the Kohen Gadol could perform the avoda on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af isha acheres maskinin, that we also should prepare another woman for the Kohen Gadol to marry, Shema Tamos Ishto, in case his current wife should suddenly die in Yom Kippur, before he actually completes the avod in the Beis HaMikdash, which would prevent him from continuing the service until he gets married. Shneamar, as the Pasuk tells us in Sefer Vayikra, V'chiper ba'ado v'ad beiso, that Aaron should bring near and provide a kapar, or provide atonement for himself and for his household. Beiso zuishto. We're learning the Torah Shebaal Peh is coming to teach us. The Orlos coming to teach us that when it says his household, that he's going to get an atonement for him and his household, it means his wife. And therefore, the Torah is teaching us that Aaron or any future Kohen Gadol must have a wife for whom to provide atonement on Yom Kippur. And if he does not, he cannot perform the avoda on Yom Kippur. The Chachamim disagree with this, with this need to prepare another woman for him. Amr lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Imkein, if it is so, that we are concerned for the sudden death of his current wife, Ein Ledavar Sof. Then there's no end to the matter, because we're going to have to be concerned that the second woman too might suddenly die, and it is useless to prepare a third woman since she too might suddenly die. Rather, say the Chachamim, we are not concerned about a sudden death at all, and therefore we do not prepare another woman for the Kohen Gadol to marry. And as the Bar Tinura points out, we paskin like the Chachamim. Now the Baruch Tanura says that the Chachamim are concerned for Tumah, which is more common than a sudden death, and therefore they agreed that we prepare a substitute Kohen Gadol, even though they disagree with the Rabbi Huda regarding this desire and this need to provide another wife for him. Have a great day.